Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, everyone. Now, this stunt has me wondering about the lengths to which companies will go to build their brands. Taco Bell, which sells a soft taco for $1.19, is launching a hotel. Yes, you heard me correctly, folks. The fast food chain will open a pop-up taco-themed hotel in Palm Springs, California this summer. It'll be called, what else? The Bell. Stay at the boutique lodging, and you'll not only nibble on the namesake dish, but get taco-themed cocktails, presumably hot and spicy, at poolside, or even in the pool, where you'll be able to float on a hot sauce raft. There will be a gift shop, of course, but also a hair salon, offering taco-themed braids and nail art. The Bell will open for 5 days, beginning August 9th. It'll start accepting reservations the third week of June. Newsweek reports that this is hardly the first time that Taco Bell has thought outside of its fast food box. Among other things, it hosts weddings, yes, weddings at a Taco Bell cantina in Las Vegas. So what gives? It's all about standing out. Outlandish stunts like the hotel create buzz, and visitors who are likely to post photos on social media become brand ambassadors for the multi-billion dollar franchise operation. Brand ambassadors, we might add, who pay for the privilege. Instagram and other social media platforms obviously provide opportunities for brand marketers, but the overwhelming volume of content flashing by us every day also ups the ante on creativity. It takes more and more extreme tactics to stand out. Witness, for instance, Domino's, which paid to fix some city's potholes, and Arby's, which offered customers a Hawaiian vacation for $6. Or Burger King, one of Taco Bell's biggest competitors, which trolled McDonald's by giving away $1 Whoppers to customers who ordered their Burger King meals while at McDonald's. All those stunts got a lot of attention and created a creative vibe for their respective fast food chains. Chains which, by the way, are all about cooking the exact same meals served in precisely the same manner in every single restaurant across America. The Taco Bell Hotel? Sure, it's fun, but it's also a symbol of the fine, tricky line that fast food titans must walk between creativity and corporate cookie-cutter consistency. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton-Grant. Edited and produced by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louis, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.